Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash. Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you're an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
The Volume.
The 3 and Out Podcast with me, John Middlecoff, is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Great odds and markets for baseball, the NBA, NHL, PGA Tour, and so much more. Awesome new and existing user promotions. America's number one sportsbook. Very easy to use. Safe and secure. You get your winnings fast. I cannot recommend it enough. Love gambling with FanDuel. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code Colin so they know we sent you. What is going on, everybody? John Middlecoff, 3 and Out Podcast. Little Sunday night edition. Recording this before Sunday night. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there celebrating this great day, to the beautiful women in our life, whether they're the mother of our children, whether they're our mothers, whether they're our grandmothers, whoever. Hopefully you had a great, great Mother's Day. What I thought I would do is I pick 5 teams going into the spring because OTAs are kind of officially starting. People are going to be on the field after this rookie minicamp and discussing just the things I'm looking for this spring and really moving forward, and just some questions that need to be asked, kind of some big picture stuff as we move into, you know, it's not real football because there's no shoulder pads. There are no, you know, you're not wearing any, you know, the bottoms. I guess a lot of guys don't even wear pads anymore in their legs, right? The leg pads. I mean, those got, no one wears knee pads. You're a high school football player. Remember, if you're my age or older, you had to wear knee pads now. I mean, I don't think anyone's worn knee pads in the NFL in a long time. Hell, half the league doesn't even wear thigh pads, let alone the hip pads. I mean, those were a must back in the day because you could get taken out. Now, wear any pads you want. Hell, if you're Michael Bennett, wear no shoulder pads. But obviously, the spring is just helmets and shorts and t-shirts. But subscribe to the podcast. You listen on Colin Feet. Subscribe to the 3 and Out Podcast as well. Share it with your friends. And you guys know the drill as well as the Middlecoff mailbag at John Middlecoff is the Instagram. Slide up into those DMs and get your question answered. We do a mailbag on Tuesday, and then we do a weekend mailbag. It's very easy to get involved. At John Middlecoff is the Instagram. Fire in those DMs. I'm going to start with number one team this offseason that I have a huge question mark, and it's the Green Bay Packers. Now, I looked on this little thing called Google. I did some searching. I couldn't find. Now, granted, beside talking to McAfee, Rodgers has not talked. But the last several years, he has not been involved in the offseason activities, right? Definitely last year, he was nowhere to be found in the offseason. Now, ultimately, everyone was returning. It wasn't that big a deal. Jordan Love got to have all the reps. I bet the Packers kind of enjoyed it. Beside the saga of like whether he was going to retire, whether he was going to force a trade. Like, it was weird, but it was less crazy. This year, losing Devontae Adams, you know, it's funny. A couple years ago, remember Tom Brady, when they were doing the CBA, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers wanted OTAs basically to be canceled because Aaron Rodgers didn't want to participate. Tom Brady didn't necessarily either, but he flew everyone to him and basically held his own practices. I mean, it was kind of a sneaky scam by old TB12. Rodgers just wanted to go to Hawaii and drink Mai Tais with his Hollywood girlfriend, which I don't blame him. At his point, OTAs aren't doing anything. But I would say with this team, bringing in Sammy Watkins, drafting this dude from North Dakota State, they need to get on the same page. And you could argue that training camp might not be enough. Because in previous years, MVS, Lazard, Devontae, the tight ends, like he had played with those guys. Lot of new pieces on offense. Now, maybe he's so great, it doesn't matter. Maybe there, if he doesn't show up beside the mandatory minicamp, they'll still have enough time in training camp. But I would imagine that LaFleur and definitely the Green Bay executive, you know, front office would love him to show up. Now, here's what the Green Bay Packers have going for them. I still, the more I've let it marinate and think about, like, I don't believe in the Minnesota Vikings. They have some good players. First-time head coach, GM who made one of the worst trades we've ever seen on draft night. Now, they struggled with Zimmer, who wasn't established. Listen, he might be a crotchety old man, but he was a pretty good coach. Maybe he lost his fastball last year, but they were making the playoffs all the time. They are not going to be as good. So I still think the Packers are going to win the division, but I no longer view them as like some number one seed type team. I no longer view them as a team that I'm going to pick to win the Super Bowl like I have the last 2 years that have failed. But I still view them as 10-11 wins should win a pretty bad division. But when you're in transition in any walk of life, in any industry, cohesion and time matters. Time equity, putting effort into stuff, putting time into stuff, especially when you're running an offense, matters. Defensively, they're probably going to be pretty good. They have a lot of talent on defense. They drafted defense, two guys in the first, you know, in the first round. Both those guys, I've been told, pretty good. So I would expect the Packers to be look a little different than they even last year, where I wouldn't say they were a throwing team. They've become a pretty balanced operation under LaFleur running the football. But ultimately, like, their point of difference was Rodgers to really the Devontae. And that's going to take a step back. So it'll be interesting if he shows his effort level over the next month and a half. Again, I don't believe guys like Aaron Rodgers need to come to OTAs unless you have a situation like this where you have a lot of turnover. Now, you could argue if I was a Green Bay general manager, it's like, bro, you just got $150 million from us. Can we just see you for a month and then you can go to drink your Mai Tais in Hawaii? Number two team is, I would say, easily last year, the biggest disappointment, the way the season ended. They lost to the Raiders at home on Christmas. And then they lost to, obviously, the last game of the season to the Jags, a team that they have not beat in Jacksonville since 2014. And ultimately, they moved on from a quarterback. Whether the owner hated him, whether the GM and coach hated him, you know, there's a lot of rumors and innuendo out there. Bottom line, they had to get him out of there. I mean, that's not my opinion. That's theirs. They literally shipped them away. And then somehow they got 2 third-round picks, which still is pretty crazy, but they did. And they got lucky because I did think it was a little nuts that they just shipped him away and then they had no answer. Like, what the hell were they going to do? They didn't have a first-round pick. There was, at the time, no one knew Matt Ryan was going to be available. And then they, you know, the football gods threw them a bone. And you could argue maybe they had earned the bone from the football gods. I mean, luck just quit on them randomly in training camp. That's an all-timer. And they have been in this weird cycle of just basically 1 year stopgap since. and not necessarily purposefully, right? They probably hope Philip Rivers had a couple years. He gave him one. They hope the Wentz thing would be maybe not long term, but give him several years as a starter, shipped him out after one season. And now they got Matt Ryan, who, let's face it, while he's been on a really shitty team, it's been a poorly run operation. Bad roster. Julio fell off a cliff. They Calvin Ridley disappeared to make bets in Florida. They've had issues in Atlanta. Their team just isn't very good. So it's hard to put it all on him. And I'd be lying if I said I watched a lot of Atlanta Falcons football the last several years. But when I did, again, he's still solid, but to me, he's nowhere near, at least based on what he's looked like the last couple of years. What we're going to find out is maybe he's been a product of a team that had no talent, which you wouldn't totally blame him. His offensive line has been atrocious in Atlanta, and he's not a great athlete, so he can't move around. Well, he goes to a team with a fantastic offensive line, and most importantly, an elite running back. So a quarterback's best friend, they often say, is a tight end or a running back. Well, he's got a running back now. And you're gonna ride Jonathan Taylor like Secretariat, especially with that offensive line. They have solid offensive weapons, but I wouldn't say that's really a point of differentiation for the Colts. But you'd say for in Atlanta, you know, beside Julio, they've kind of been patchwork over the years. So I and their defense clearly got a lot better. They signed Gilmore. A lot better would be strong. But I think the Colts, if Matt Ryan can give them just be the 12th or 13th best quarterback in the NFL, you're looking at a 12 win team. And you're looking at a team that should win the division. Because I think Tennessee got a little worse, at least this year, just because they lost A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown, like I like Burks, and I think he'll be a good player in time. But to just think that he can fill his shoes immediately feels like a pretty big stretch. So I think Matty Ice, the cohesion with his offense, just I think they're going to be a major team that we talk about this offseason and definitely in training camp. Let's pivot to my backyard. Jimmy Garoppolo's injured. While he's still on the 49ers, because as John Lynch said, I think like last week, once Jimmy Garoppolo decided to have surgery, it threw a wrench in everything. We had planned on trading him. We thought we had trade offers. I was told that they had offers on the table. The moment he got surgery and he wasn't going to be able to just throw in the OTAs, teams backed off, and probably rightfully so, because it's a pretty big risk. Wait, you want a third or fourth round pick, and then I trade for a guy that can't even throw? I can't even practice with him? So it's understandable. But that gave the 49ers the ability that they didn't necessarily have to cut him. They weren't going to trade him for nothing, but he's not able to practice, you know, for the next 45 days. Well, guess who is? The guy that they drafted really high. And I've been saying over and over, people, there was a report last week that the 49ers didn't really like him. I don't really care what happened last year. It's about right now. How much has this guy improved? How much has he been working the last 3 months? Has he shortened up his mechanics? His release was a little loopy. Is his understanding of the offense much better? Does he know what Kyle expects on the field? From a character standpoint, it was elite coming out of college. I was told he was a really bright guy. Now it's time to see. You are going to rep with the ones. You are the guy all offseason. And to me, if the offseason goes poorly, then Jimmy Garoppolo might be the 49ers starting quarterback. And when I say offseason, I mean like the next 45 days. It's time to either put up or shut up in terms of this season. The 49ers are not in the mode of the other teams that drafted guys last year really high. The Jets, they're going to suck. Or at least they're not trying to make the playoffs. The Jags aren't sniffing the playoffs. The Bears are awful. The 49ers expect to compete to win the division, and their division has the defending Super Bowl champs. It's why Trey Lance didn't get on the field last year until Jimmy got hurt a couple games and they forced to start him because Kyle's trying to win playoff games, which he's won 4 in the last 3 years. That's all that matters. But I also don't care that much about, you know, Trey was overwhelmed. A lot was going on. Of course he was. He was from North Dakota State. He's a major project. But part of being a project is going from a project to being just a functional player to then ideally becoming a really good player, i.e. Josh Allen. But there is a progression that takes place. You start low. It's like education, right? When you first go to school in first grade, you don't know shit. By the time you graduate from high school, you can read, you can write, you can do math. Well, about by sixth grade, you're somewhere in the middle. And I think with football, as a football player, especially a young guy, coming from a small school, the way the COVID year happened, the season was canceled for him. I didn't expect much last year. Major project. Well, now, I don't expect you to be a Pro Bowler this year, but I expect you to be a full-time starter. I expect you to take the starting job and run with it. I expect you to be, when you get these reps, to make it, you're so talented to go, Kyle doesn't even think about going back to Jimmy Garoppolo. But you got to do it. And to me, it's not going to be as much about like, well, he missed this throw or he overthrew this deep ball. Kyle's going to judge him on upstairs, audibles, going to the right read, understanding what, you know, play to call at the line of scrimmage when the defense gives them a different look than they thought was coming. That's how they're going to judge him intellectually. Physically, I've seen him in practice. He's got a big arm. He can move. Like, we know that. But Kyle's big thing, and Matt Ryan's talked about this, Kirk Cousins has talked about this, Jimmy Garoppolo's talked about this, is being able to control the offense, basically being a conduit of him on the field. And it's very intense. It's very, very hard. His standards, you know, are stupid high. But Trey Lance now, basically the next 45 days, maybe even a little less, 40 days, to just get it done. No excuses.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. Listen, at The Volume, we're always looking for people, and hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates. And you better believe we use LinkedIn. I just played golf last weekend with a guy who runs an insurance company who said he lives on LinkedIn and he has never found better employees than through this website. Because LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources. And let's face it, how would you even find these people? Well, they're on LinkedIn. And then LinkedIn constantly finding ways to make everything easier. They even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/John. That's linkedin.com/JOHN to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The Broncos. I know Coward. I saw his herd hierarchy. Had them ranked number 2 overall in the National Football League, which I think is a little nuts because last year Russell showed signs of decline. Now, you might say he got injured, the team was off, he was, you know, in the middle of a divorce that almost felt not just likely, but, I mean, unavoidable, and clearly they got divorced, right? He was over Pete. Anytime you're working with someone you don't like, I've been there, you don't get the best out of you. It's human nature. I don't care how many times he said, go Hawks, and up early working. If you don't respect or like the coach, and respect probably is too strong, but you've grown apart, it's hard to give your best. My issue with the Broncos is everyone in the NFL would agree. Their roster on paper is good. They have a lot of talented players. None of these guys that are homegrown guys from the Broncos have won a thing. They have not been very good. They have not been involved in big games. Russell has, but all their core guys they've drafted the last several years and built this team around have not. So you're expecting them just all of a sudden to be, you know, a 12, 13 win team. The other thing is, and listen, Coward doesn't want to admit this, but this is a fact. Offensive coaches, if you work with Brett Favre, if you work with Peyton Manning, if you work with Drew Brees, if you work with Tom Brady as an assistant coach on offense, if you worked with Patrick Mahomes, if you worked forever with Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid, you became a head coach. Or if you were a position coach, you became an offensive coordinator. It was a lock, right? You go become an offensive coordinator for Nick Saban, you become a head coach. That's not an opinion, that's a fact. If you were an offensive coordinator for Russell Wilson over the last decade, you got fired. You were relieved of your duties, which is weird because he had a Hall of Fame career over that time. But it speaks to, it's weird. It is not like, I go work for Aaron Rodgers, I'm Joe Philbin, I'm, you know, Ben McAdoo, I'm Mike McCarthy, I get fired, I become the Dallas Cowboys head coach. Right? Think about all the Andy Reid guys that became. Think about all the Saints guys were pumping out, getting promotions. All the guys from Tom Brady. That's not what happens with Russell Wilson. Now Nate Hackett, who has zero equity, right? Let's be real. Most people listening to this had never heard of the guy like 3 years ago. Ever. And now he's the head coach of this team with all this pressure. I think it's going to be difficult. To me, as a buddy of mine told me in the NFL, he sees it, and he talked to a guy that worked with Nate Hackett. He's like, I see this going one of two ways. They're either going to dominate and just be a power, or it's going to be a debacle. And listen, I think Russell's a Hall of Famer. But if his arrow is truly pointing down, this could be, you know, a pretty underwhelming hype train. Now, if he gets back to a couple years ago, Russ, and Nate Hackett's comfortable, and he just turns out to be like a LaFleur, they'll win 12 games and, you know, compete to win the division and be a lock for the playoffs. But to just act like, I refuse to just be like, this is a no-brainer, because it's just not. This is not like Bruce Arians got to Tampa. Look at what Bruce had done in Arizona. Hell, look what he did the 1 year in Indianapolis. Bruce knew what the fuck he was doing. I hope Nate Hackett knows what he's doing. UC Davis, bald guy, rooting for him. But the history of offensive coaches around Russell Wilson, you're not a shooting star. That's not the way it works. Now, maybe we find out, it turns out it was all Pete's fault. But I'd say Pete had a pretty long resume even before Russell Wilson when he was at USC. Things were pretty smooth. You know, now maybe it was just Russell, pro athletes, a little different than USC. He's getting rid of players a lot. The running, passing thing. Okay. Well, Nate Hackett just came from Green Bay. How did they resurrect Aaron Rodgers' career? They started running the football. What would Mike McCarthy always struggle with? Running the football. They play in Green Bay. It's freezing cold. Well, Denver gets pretty cold too in the winter. And we know how hard this division is. It is incredibly stacked on paper. So I'm not anti the Broncos. I think they could easily, if you told me they win the division, believable. But if you told me they went 9-8 and missed the playoffs, I could see that too. I would not put, you know, $5,000 on either. I just, to me, they're just an unknown. I do not feel like they are just some quantifiable lock, which I think is the way. And I know Colin is a Russell guy, and I am too. Like, I'm not anti Russell Wilson. I think he's cheesy, but as a football player, respect the shit out of him. I think he's elite. But he's small, been banged up now. You know, it's wear and tear on him. A lot of scrambling around.
you know, we're going to find out. I know he talks the talk, right, about winning and winning all these Super Bowls. Well, he got his wish because he's the boss now. There's no Pete Carroll screaming, run the ball. He's going to tell Nate Hackett what to do. And they got an ownership change. So it's not like they just have some stable owner. They don't even have one. Okay, the last team, actually, I'm going to Saturdays. And it is the LSU Tigers. And one thing stood out to me this weekend, or I guess last weekend during the NFL draft, is that the LSU Tigers, after firing Ed Orgeron, after going through two seasons that I think many people around the program, SEC football fans in general, would call an embarrassment, LSU had more players drafted coming off that season last year than Nick Saban. If it wasn't for Georgia, no team had more players drafted in the SEC, including Texas A&M, including Ole Miss, including Florida, including Alabama, than LSU. I mean, they had dudes on their team. Like, the Niners took a third-round running back. I was like, they had a sweet running back? I didn't even realize it. So it shows you. That is a program that just dominates. It really does. I mean, they have no excuse. They've had three coaches in the last 20 years all win national championships. Nick Saban, Les Miles, and obviously Ed Orgeron a couple years ago. But Brian Kelly, we can make fun of him all we want for saying my family, you know, in his southern accent, which he's a guy from the Northeast. To me, Brian Kelly's a Northeast academic. But that doesn't mean that he's not a fantastic football coach. He's won everywhere he's been, from schools in Michigan, I think Central Michigan, before that Grand Valley State. When I was a GA at Fresno State, we played his BCS Cincinnati team. They were awesome. He went to Notre Dame, and he dominated as much as humanly possible. Notre Dame can't win a national championship anymore. They can't get the guys into school like Stanford. Even when Stanford peaked, they were never going to be able to beat Ohio State, Alabama. Like, they couldn't. That was not going to happen. They don't have the ability to get those type people into school. Notre Dame had a cap, and Brian Kelly took them as far as they can go. LSU does not. I can get everyone and anyone into school, and I already do. We have the best players. We are no different than Alabama. The only difference is they got Nick Saban. When we had Nick Saban, they sucked. We kicked their ass. Right? The reason Georgia is good now is because basically they got Nick Saban 2.0. If Brian Kelly can do what he did at Notre Dame, do the same exact thing at LSU, he will win a national championship. He's that good of a coach, you know? And it's just, it's a place that really, really, really gives a shit. You know, like, there is no difference in terms of passion of the LSU fan base and the Alabama fan base. They're the same program. It's just about the coach. When you get the right coach, you dominate there. And I think they got the right coach. But obviously, you know, we're going to find out, because I do think, you know, Nick Saban is from West Virginia. Kirby Smart is obviously, I think, played at Georgia. He's a Southern guy. Urban Meyer wasn't, and Urban Meyer thrived at Florida. To me, Mack Brown, you know, crushed it at Texas. He doesn't feel like, you know, Texas, but I don't know. I think LSU, their spring is over. But I don't see why they can't win a national championship the next couple years. I mean, it's just, they're going to get too much talent. He's too good of a coach. Now, the division's really hard, so you got to compete against Jimbo. He's putting together an NFL team. Saban already has an NFL team. Kirby's got an NFL team. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging. But I respect any person who is willing to take the next step up in an industry. Like, when you're somewhere, you're making a ton of money, but you're like, you know what? I've gone as far as I can go. There's not any more steps for me to take on this mountain. We can't go any farther. Good luck, Marcus Freeman. It's going to be very, very difficult. But I don't necessarily know if it's going to be this year, but I'd be shocked if in a couple years you don't see LSU in the playoffs. And if you get in the playoffs with that team, that roster, you got a chance to win it all. That's why every time the SEC makes the playoffs, Alabama, Georgia, whoever, you know, if Texas A&M ever makes the playoffs, you got a chance to win it all. And more than likely, you will. That's why LSU, they win all the national championships for a reason. The other team, Ohio State, when they get close, like, they've had SEC rosters. Same with Clemson. They've had SEC rosters. If you don't have an SEC roster, you ain't winning shit. It's why the Pac-12 can't get to the playoffs. They don't have SEC rosters. We'll see if Dan Lanning, Mario is getting them there. We'll see if Dan Lanning can keep that, and we'll see if Lincoln can start that. Because if you don't have SEC rosters, you don't got a chance. Michigan somehow upset Ohio State, but we saw them play Georgia. They didn't have an SEC roster, and they got boat raced. So I'm fascinated by LSU and Brian Kelly. I mean, as a West Coast Pac-12 homer, I love the SEC. I think it's the NFL light. I think it's the NFL 2.0. And it's just, the storylines are just second to none in college sports. They really are. It's kind of like the Big East basketball when I was a kid. That's SEC football now. Now, I think if you live in the South, it's always been SEC football. But you guys went from being regional to becoming national. John Middlecoff in California pays attention to you because you're that interesting. You're that cool. You're that good. You know, I can't make my living off the NFL and not pay attention to you. I can't do it. I have to focus on you. You're that important. And now one of your most important programs is led by an absolute winner. Who's an outsider? Who's definitely an outsider? But Urban Meyer was an outsider until he wasn't. Now, the difference is Urban Meyer had basically, you know, pushed the envelope, had a lot of criminals on that team. I don't know if Brian Kelly's really going to roll like that. You know, I mean, Urban Meyer had murderer on his team. Murdered people. It was like, whatever. Aaron Hernandez, you know, had some bad dudes. had some questionable characters. So what I am pretty impressed with Nick Saban's program. Shit doesn't really fly there. You know, and I don't think it's going to fly with Brian Kelly. Now, is he Nick Saban? I don't think quite that, but I think he's damn good. So I'm excited to watch the LSU Tigers in Baton Rouge, as Garth Brooks said. Do you see that viral video of Garth Brooks singing Colin Baton Rouge? Tiger Stadium, 90,000 people. I think a professor at LSU put out like the earthquake monitor, like registered as a small earthquake when he sang the song. I love that passion, man. Love the passion. See you guys Tuesday. Peace. Are you looking for the hottest gambling advice out there? Check out the Moneyline Monaco podcast, powered by FanDuel. Every weekday, our guy Alex Monaco will give you his best bets, including game picks, props, same game parlays, and much more. Monaco is in another groove and has won nearly 60% of his bets all time. So don't miss your chance to make some money by downloading the Moneyline Monaco wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volumes Podcast Network.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash. Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. you can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.